Running the race. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2, and Psalms 1, 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, we have fans cheering us on from the heavenly grandstands, while here on earth we are in the arena where our race is taking place. So let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, lest you get wearied and faint in your mind. So run, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:24. We run because we believe that the Bible is God's word, which gives us the strength to run the race of life with dignity and integrity. Success or failure in life. Of all the songs and the psalms that King David wrote, the first two verses sum up our success or failure in life. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 1:1. Instead of running the race, we start walking. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. That is people not accepting God, says the dictionary for ungodly. We slow down from running. We start walking and we listen to the theories of man. Theories coming to us through the TV, the net, friends, books, newspapers, social media, you name it. It is a daily barrage and we want to be seen as open-minded and politically correct. So we start accepting the Bible on the one hand and the theories of man on the other side, thinking that the truth must be somewhere in the middle. So we move away from the rock, Jesus, whose name is the Word of God. Maybe it was good for Sunday school, but now we are wiser, at least wiser than God and what He told us in His Word. And so we start building our house of life on our alleged faith in the sandy theories of man instead of the rock of God's word. And when the storms and the floods and the lies will gush forth, our house and our faith might not stand, but instead be washed away. So be warned, in case anyone spoils you through philosophy and useless deceit after the traditions of men and after the principles of the world and not after Christ, it says in Colossians 2:8. So after walking, we stand still. It says, nor stands in the way of sinners. So we get tired of walking, and as the counsel of the ungodly has tired us out, we stand still and discover that the way of the sinners is actually quite tempting and not as bad as it is made out to be. Just chill, man. Try this. Not so bad now, is it? So what's your problem? Come on. No one needs to know, as no one sees. Yes, what the heck? Everybody does it. So why should I walk the straight and narrow? And thus we join the treadmill of chasing the money instead of seek ye first the kingdom of God and His standards, and all these things shall be added unto you, as it says in Matthew 6:33. Hey, don't stand there. Take a seat. It says, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. We get tired of standing as unbelief has taken its toll, and we sit down and we start scorning the runners who continue in the race. By now, they have become fanatics in our eyes, and we disassociate ourselves from them to escape that feeling that we've messed up. We might even attend church every so often to keep ourselves free from the guilt of not running. We choose a church where they preach about how much God loves us no matter what, and where the radical scriptures that make us feel uncomfortable are avoided. You are for them a very lovely song. They hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after greed. It says in Ezekiel 33, verse 32 and 31. So what went haywire? You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? It says in Galatians 5:7. Nobody hindered me. I just got tired of running and this Bible business, okay? I'm my own boss and I can do what I want and make my own decisions, you know? There's more to life than the Bible. I need a break. Just leave me alone. Well, that's fine. We all make our personal choices. I hope you'll do all right. Please excuse me. I gotta keep up and don't want to fall too far behind the front runners. Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord that you fulfill it, it says in Colossians 4:17. Now, how do I keep fit? Psalms 1 verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Now, if we stay faithful in his word, we will bear fruit in due season. So it might be winter season, but spring, summer, and harvest time will come. The leaves of our tree are our works for the Lord and helping others, and they shall not wither, but are evergreen perennials. What kind of rebels are we? Rebellion is not what most people think it is. Rebellion is when you turn off the TV and start educating yourself and thinking for yourself. It says, all slumbered and slept. And then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil in them. But the wise took oil in their vessels along with the lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. All. Jesus gives a story after story, parable after parable about getting ready. The 10 virgins were all believers in Jesus. However, the foolish weren't foolish like we perceive foolishness to be. They were just too lazy to take the oil in their vessels. They were too lazy to commit God's word and promises to heart and memory. Instead, they relied on the sermons of the preacher and pastor to be their survival when the floods hit. Oh, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy the seeds, they said in Isaiah 30, verse 10. Listening to a preacher once a week is not building your ark to survive the flood of lies that will flood the earth. That preaching is not an excuse that we can use when we stand before the Lord. But my preacher said, well, the return question will be, what did I say in my word? Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, John 8:31. When the devil tempted Jesus, Jesus answered, it is written, Matthew chapter 4. Now, if Jesus needed to quote scriptures to resist the devil, how much more should we? The devil is the father of lies, it says in John 8:44. That's his job, and he's good at it. But don't let the liar scare you. None of us are stronger than the devil. Jesus didn't mess around with the devil saying, how dare you talk to me? I am Jesus, you know, the Son of God. None of us can claim any position, name, or religion to resist the devil. Only God's word is strong enough to withstand the lies, as Satan cannot handle the truth. Noah built the ark to survive the flood. So we will have to build our spiritual ark to survive the coming tsunami of lies that will flood the world. We build our ark by memorizing scriptures. Memorize those that are personally strengthening you and those that pertain to our future. Please see the pamphlet, Vital Scriptures to Build Our Ark. So don't be lulled to sleep. The express train of God's will is running right on time. And as the universe turns on a precision timetable, so we have arrived at the threshold of time in world history where hundreds of prophetic scriptures are about to be fulfilled. Better know and prepare accordingly. At johanpeters.in, you find under free downloads leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation, carbon dating, giants, Noah's Ark to Kingdom Come. Plus a good study Bible, and you can choose from 9 books on the homepage. Other sites sell my books, but on this site, all downloads are free. So you can pass them on. No strings attached, no cookies, no info request. Or you can contact me, info@johanpeters.in.